This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. U.S. President Joe Biden says U.S. support for the Philippines and Japan defense is ironclad amid the growing China provocations. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Biden gathered with Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida at the House in the midst of growing concern about provocative Chinese military action in the Indo-Pacific.
When we stand as one, we're able to forge a better future for all. And that's what this new trilat is all about, in my view.
The U.S. and the Philippines have had a mutual treaty in place for more than 70 years. Biden's forceful reinforcement of the American commitment comes in the midst of persistent skirmishes between the Philippine and Chinese coast guards in the disputed South China Sea. Norman Hall, Washington.
The head of the UN Migration Agency said Thursday fatigue among international donors could compound the issues created by the mass displacement of Ukrainians after Russia's invasion, making the situation more expensive to solve. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
UN data indicates Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February of 2022 triggered the biggest refugee crisis in Europe this century, with 6.5 million Ukrainian refugees recorded globally and 3.7 million displaced within Ukraine. International Organization for Migration Director General Amy Pope said the war dragging on can weaken the resolve of donor nations, citing the funding from the U.S. currently tied up in Congress.
If the donor community walks away right now, it's not going to fix the problem. Actually, the problem could become compounded and become more expensive. And then ultimately, we're not only talking about a much more significant response, but we're talking about greater loss of life, greater instability, greater regional instability.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit VOA.